It's all about and just trying to one up, dude. Like, I'm a competitive dude. I see Clint out there and I see you. You know, you guys are out there shooting archery, getting after it in the gym. I was like, I can't let these guys look better than me, dude. Like, it's ain't gonna happen, dude. No, I'm getting after it. And it's just that friendship and that mentality of, getting after it, dude. And so that's another reason. And then so once I finally like really went all in and decided to become a legionnaire is just the wealth of knowledge that Sal has brought to us, us normal folk, dude. And I mean, not normal folk, you know what I mean? But the wisdom he shares on the app and the Legionnaire app and all that stuff, and it's I'm stoked on it. It gives me something to learn. I'm always trying to learn, always trying to better myself, and just having that wealth of knowledge.
What's going on, guys? Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday. Here's another edition of Why First Form Outdoors and this special, very special story with Derek. He is paralyzed from the T8 vertebra down, and so he is stuck in a wheelchair the rest of his life. But I say stuck, he doesn't view it that way. He is pursuing his passions, getting after it as much as he can, getting into hunting. He shot Mountain Archery Fest with us this last year. He was one of the winners of the giveaway that I did with Mountain Archery Fest and came out and shot on the mountain. He had a blast, and now he has gone out and gone on some hunts, absolutely loves what he's doing. And let me tell you guys, he has a great story for you, so I'm super stoked to share that with you. His top three reasons why First Form Outdoors is the partner that he has chosen in his journey to continue to pursue his passions. He doesn't let things hold him back, and I love that. I love hearing stories like that to share with you. Maybe you're in the dumps. Maybe you're down in the hole. Maybe you've got a friend that you can share this with. Share it. Let's get that story out there. Awesome, guys. You want to get in on the March Madness. Still, if you're watching this in March 2024, we've got March Madness where I've partnered up with GoRuck. We're giving away some GoRuck gear as well. Check it out. The link will be down here, down below. Also, a lot of you guys are not subscribed to the channel that watch the show. So if you could subscribe, share it with others, leave a comment down below. Maybe any questions you have for Derek, maybe questions you have about First Form, etc. Check it out, guys. Leave a comment, subscribe. And if you're listening to the audio only version of this, follow wherever it is, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. Follow along. Thank you so much for that. Have a fantastic rest of your Thursday. And of course, get out, live your life, and love it. Welcome back to the Red Beard Outdoors Podcast. I've got an outstanding guest for you guys. This is going to be part of the Why First Form Outdoors series. Derek is a recent legionnaire to the First Form Outdoors program. We're stoked to have him. But even before that, I've known Derek for a little while now. It's a little over a year. And Derek came and shot with us at Mountain Archery Fest. He was one of the guys that won the Mountain Archery Fest giveaway last year so that he could come shoot with us. And that was an awesome time. Had a great event. And if you guys haven't checked out Mountain Archery Fest, definitely do that. But I want to get into a little bit of Derek's backstory here. And he's got a very unique set of skills, like the guy off of Taken. And he obviously kills big bucks, like right behind him. His buck named Albert. And yeah, just little guys. No, that's a big buck, dude. That's a freaking stud. So with that being said, Derek, for people that don't know who are you, man?
Yeah, name's Derek. I'm a T8 paraplegic. That means I'm in a wheelchair. I broke my back. So I used to travel the world snowboarding and doing riding in backcountry, I go miles and miles and miles. Like all the boys, getting those big mountain mule deer and those big elks and just packing on miles for the best possible runs. That was the life I lived. And I ended up doing that for, a handful of years. And then I was on Lake Tahoe working a side job for a plane ticket, fell off a roof, broke my back at the T8 vertebrae. It's right underneath the chest, right underneath your chest, it's your top rib. But anyway, it's been a journey, but I've been absolutely blessed to get into the archery world, into the outdoorsman world, and just find that passion again to, you know, put my heart and my mind and soul into what I love to do. So here I am.
I love it. I love it. It's guys, honestly, sitting with Derek over that weekend that we shot Mountain Archery Fest this last year, you know, it's something that a lot of us can't understand. You know, you don't realize what you have until you lose it most of the time. You know, you get a cold, you realize you wish you could breathe out of your nose again. You lose your sense of taste for a little while, you wish you could taste again. You know, you lose whatever it is, you wish you, and usually it comes back at some point. But in this case, you know, Derek went through, obviously you were doing things that you loved. I don't know if you loved roofing or not, but you were working towards getting, you know, back out on the mountain and doing the things that you loved, and you live that lifestyle. And now, you know, you could easily be in the mindset of where some people would be, you know, sitting back and letting life happen to them because they want to say, well, you know, I no longer have the use of my legs. I'm paralyzed from, you know, the T8 down. And, you know, I can't do anything. And you're not like that at all. You've turned that around and you took that adventurous spirit of yours. And I'm sure, and from what I remember us talking, you did go to a dark place for a while, which I think anyone would, but you didn't stay there, you know, and that's the key, is that you came out of it, and you were so fun to hang out with that weekend. And, you always had, you know, obviously great stories. You've done some really cool things, and you continue to do these amazing things. Again, you're in a wheelchair, and you kill bigger bucks than some people will ever see in their lives. So you still get after it, man. And you outshot us, you know, to a lot of people in our group. You were a sleeper. You know, you came in and you were like, oh, I don't know if I can shoot that good. And you ended up outshooting a lot of people in the group. So that was really fun to see as well. So I guess walk us through, you know, that the mindset shift from you hit your dark spot, and a lot of people, again, would stay in that spot saying life happened to me, this sucks. Instead, you twisted that and you've come out as on top of things as you possibly can and continue to push forward. How did you make that shift for people out there that are maybe in that spot?
Yes. At the darkest time, you know, I come across this saying, when you hit rock bottom, Jesus is that rock at the bottom. And it gives you that foundation to, you know, my faith. It's because I just got into the Word, got into the Bible. And it's like, and it's if you focus on God in your hard times, and you focus on that, it gives you that foundation and that strength to keep going. It's like when Peter was in the boat with Jesus, and you know, Jesus said, "Come out here." And when Peter was able to walk on the water, when he had his mind on God, as soon as he got his mind on the world and his problems and all that stuff, that's when he started slipping back into that hole and started drowning again. It's a great story. It's a great metaphorical story. And that was the journey. Just having that faith and just being able to get outside, you know, like staying inside, staying in your room. And, you know, that's where the saying idle minds lead to temptation. Idle minds lead to, you know, you get in your head, you start thinking the worst and everything. It's a downward spiral. You got to keep yourself busy. You know, got into the gym, started watching what I ate, got into the gym, you know, started just working hard, pump, you know, in those bad days, you lift a little heavier and get out there and shoot, you know, get on the range, put arrows down range, shoot the bow, get out. Being outside and in the sun is just such a massive thing that gets, you know, a lot of people who are going through hard times, they, you know, they recluse, they, you know, they hide themselves. And I'm not gonna lie, I was there. You know, I'd spent several years there, and finally I was sick of it. I was over it. I was able, you know, my uncle got me into hunting. Just, you know, my first hunt was getting a doe, and after popping that first doe and getting the shakes, I was like, dude, I want to do this every day for the rest of my life. And I found that new passion, and from there, you know, picked up the bow, and just trying to get out there and, you know, make a name for myself now. So here we are.
No, that's awesome. That's really cool, man. It really is a, it's a great story. And again, we were out there shooting. You had a track chair that you were using out there to shoot. And you were just having a blast. You were like wheeling and doing a bunch of other stuff with the snow, and you were having such a good time. It was cool to see that, because again, a lot of people, even, you know, people that maybe didn't have as severe as an injury as you sustained, and a life-changing one at that, some people still, like, they get down because maybe they, whatever it is, they've lost something in their life, and they're not able to get out of that funk. And I love hearing how people do that. A lot of times God's involved. Other times it's a, you know, something's motivating them. They don't want to just watch life pass them by. And you've definitely gotten involved, but most of the time it what I've noticed is God's involved, and there's at least one, if not a group of people that are there to help and point you in the right direction. They don't do it for you, but they're there to help. Kind of like you were saying, you know, your family member helped you get into hunting, and that gave you a passion, because that is something that you can do. And there's definitely a lot of opportunities for people out there that are in wheelchairs or have any sort of disability to be able to get out and hunt and still enjoy the outdoors. There's a lot of opportunities like that. And there's plenty of people that want to provide those opportunities as well. Maybe they're just not as well advertised. So, you know, you go out and you enjoy hunting. What do you prefer, rifle hunting, bow hunting? What's your ticket?
I let the terrain play the difference. So obviously I would like to get everything with a bow. This guy right here was my very first archery kill in eastern Colorado, just hunting over a water hole. So being stationary at that, you know, 20 to 30 mark is a lot different than going into the mountains and trying to get an elk or a mule deer or whatnot. You know, I've been really honing in my skill set in long distance rifles, just because, you know, like, I'm in a wheelchair, dude. It is what it is. I'm not going to be out there spotting and stalking miles, you know. So,
right.
If there's something, you know, within that 700 range and down, that's kind of where I feel right now, where I'm most comfortable. Then, yeah, I let the terrain dictate. Like, if you sit me on water, or sit me on a food source, archery all day. There's nothing like archery and being that close to an animal. And yeah, that's a whole new ball game. But if, yeah, I'll let the terrain and the hunt dictate where, what
I'm, I like going. It. Yeah, I like it. And I'm, you know, I definitely I'm on board with you there. Opportunity is key. Like, there's a lot of times, again, where archery is definitely, that's my bread and butter. I absolutely love it. But at the same time, you know, my kids are now getting into hunting. I'm like, okay, now I've got to start looking into rifle stuff, because I want them to be successful and to get hooked on it, and then, you know, transition over to archery when it's available, or rifle. Sometimes there's better rifle opportunities, and I'd rather you have a tag in your pocket than to just skip out and be pure archery. There's nothing against that by any means. I absolutely love it. But, you know, with people that have 9 to 5 or kids or whatever, it's definitely something that people should be looking at, to be able to make sure you have all the opportunities available. It's also kind of funny to me that there's a stigma. So we had I was helping Wild Arrow run their booth at the Western Hunt Expo, and a guy came over from, Matthew sent him over because, we order crossbows. We didn't have any in stock just because, and I told him this, I just said, you know, there's not a lot of people. There's not really the customer base for us to hold stock of crossbows. We'll order them, but we don't keep them in stock, right, on a regular basis like we do with the compound bows. And even trad bows, we don't keep in stock, really. It's more of a you know, on order basis, right? And he almost, like, I could tell, like, he took almost offense to it. He was like, well, I've got a shoulder injury. I said, whoa, hold on. That wasn't meant to be offensive. I don't care what you shoot, as long as you're doing it ethically and legally. I don't care, to be honest with you. I just want you outside. I'm just saying, as far as a business perspective, you know, it's not worth holding that inventory because we don't have a lot of people that shoot crossbows. So all of that to say, for me, it's interesting that there's such a stigma against certain things, and I don't like it. I just want to see people get outside. So I love that you mentioned that you let the terrain dictate your hunt, and that's the way that you handle it. And I think that's a great way of not limiting yourself based on, you know, what you just think is cool, right? You just think it's cool to get outside and go hunting. So that's awesome. So you've gone down the fitness, you know, route. You've gotten back into the gym the last couple of years. You started eating right, getting your body dialed in. So you learned about First Form, and it's been, you know, I don't know how many years, at least a year, that you've learned about First Form, known about it, and started using the products. And then, of course, now you're Legionnaire. I would like to know your top three reasons why you've chosen First Form to be your partner in your journey of fitness, and then also helping and inspiring other people to be able to, you know, enjoy the outdoors more. What are your top three reasons?
So the first reason is why I even got into First Form at all is through you. I mean, being able to, the Mountain Archery Fest, you know, we talked about it, we chat about it, you gave me kind of the rundown, and then I went home, and I was always looking for, like, my eating plan. I couldn't get it down, I couldn't get it right, and you're like, oh, the First Form app, dude, check out the app. And we, you know, you ran the app with me up there in Utah, and yeah, you're able to track your macros and your all that, you know, protein, calories, water. You're able to track all that, and that's just I needed that foundation and that structure to be able to just, you know, take care of my body and like trust the process. You know, it's like everyone keeps saying, "No, trust the process," and you see days on end where you're not seeing any progression, but if you just trust that process and stick to it, dude, like. I look back on myself, like at my heaviest, like right post around COVID time, like I was 220, 230, and being in a wheelchair, that's too heavy, dude. And, and I, you know, I was starting to struggle, you know, my sleep sucked. My head sucked. But the camel that broke the straw's back was my mom wasn't able to help pop me up over a curb. I was out there smashing around doing something with her, but she couldn't get me up the curb. You know, I was like, all right, dude, like, that's it, bro. Like, there's no excuses. Like, that was the camel that broke the straw's back. Into the gym 5-6 days a week, smashing. So, yeah, and then got into First Form. Just, you know, like they say, 80% is your diet. You're a machine, you know, you're a Lamborghini. You're not going to want to put, you know, 87 octane in your Lamborghini. You want to treat yourself right. So having that foundation and that structure is really what got me onto it first. And then just seeing how many of the boys, you know, like all, you know, like you and Clint, you know, Clint's a monster, dude. And I really, yeah, really look up to Clint Kingston. I hope you see this, brother. You're a boss, dude. And I just see him getting after it and shooting and working his butt off, you know. And it's like, I want to surround myself with people like that. I want to surround myself with people who are going to motivate me and push me and get me stoked. You know, it's all about and just trying to one up, dude. Like, I'm a competitive dude. I see Clint out there and I see you. You know, you guys are out there shooting archery, getting after it in the gym. I was like, I can't let these guys look better than me, dude. It's not going to happen, dude. No, I'm getting after it. And it's just that friendship and that mentality of, you know, getting after it, dude. And so that's another reason. And then so once I finally like really went all in and decided to become a Legionnaire is just the wealth of knowledge that, you know, that Sal has brought to us, you know, us normal folk, dude. And I mean, not normal folk, you know what I mean, but the wisdom he shares on the app and the Legionnaire app and all that stuff. And I'm stoked on it. It gives me something to learn. I'm always trying to learn, always trying to better myself. And just having that wealth of knowledge that you're blessed with as a Legionnaire and being part of First Form is where I'm at right now, just learning and grinding and growing. And then once I was able to get myself out of that dark spot that I was in my life, like, I see other people in that spot. And, you know, even, like you said earlier, you don't have to be in a wheelchair to be in a dark spot. You're like, mm-hmm. I get all the time with people, just randoms, you know, and it's like, it can be something small, but if that's all your mind is focusing on, that molehill becomes a mountain, you know what I mean? So I'm out there trying to, my goal is to just make a name for myself and just try to, I see people out there, you know, working hard who are on their feet and, you know, and yeah, I want to be part of that. But in the wheelchair community, I want people to think of me and think of my journey with First Form. So stoked.
No, yeah, I love it. That's, you know, it's, we're not just a supplement company. And I think it's hard for people to see past that at first. But if you get to know anyone in the First Form community, you definitely understand there's a lot of education, which you've hit on a couple different ways. You know, there's the education that came from you sitting down with me and Clint at Mountain Archery Fest. There's the questions that you were asking me. Then you got in the app and there's education that way. And then there's education as a Legionnaire. There's education all around. It's insane to me how much free education is provided just through First Form, because we're not just something that, you know, did you ever feel like anyone was shoving supplements at you and saying, hey, take this and then let me know what you think?
No, not at all. You know, and I had my coach, Meg Seibert. She's a great person. And we, you know, we talked for about an hour the other day, just randomly. She's like, hey, you know, hit me up whenever you have a question, whenever you need this, da, 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 da. And mm-hmm. I talked to her, you know, I was asking her about certain things, you know, like the formula one and the level one and the creatine, all that good stuff. It's all stuff that has been, you know, bred out of our food. You know what I mean? Like it's all been over the years, just diluted. Our food is diluted, and just being able to have that stuff, the supplements and the wisdom and the friendship, dude, like, it's cool. It's cool. Good people.
Yeah. No, I love it. Yeah. Cause it's definitely not something that, you know, we just take a stack and throw it at you and say, hey, this is the one that's on sale right now. Go try it out. You'll probably like the flavors, but no, it's more of a, we do a lot of educating. There's a lot of education, a lot of conversations. That's a big reason why we don't just throw out discount codes either. We want people to have that genuine conversation with other people. And then, you know, you provide a link. You get the free shipping from the link, and it does support us as Legionnaires when people use that link. But on the flip side, it allows us to know, hey, this is what they ended up ordering. So we can follow up in a week, 2 weeks, whenever it's been delivered and they've had a chance to try it out. We can say, how'd you like it? You know, and instead of just, again, getting a kickback from a discount code, it's a continued conversation, continued education. You know, I've had multiple times where people have asked me about maybe the weight loss supplement or something along those lines. Then I get to have that conversation with them on, hey, you know, why is it that you're looking for this rather than this? And we get to go down that rabbit hole of nutrition, and it's just so much fun. It's so much fun to see like a light bulb switch on for people when they understand the small things that can make the big differences in their life. You also hit on community. So again, started with me and Clint up at Mountain Archery Fest, Brandon, Waddell, and now, you know, you've fully embraced the community. You know, with the community aspect of things, have you ever felt like, you know, someone either looked down on you for being an archer or for your likes or your tastes in your hunting style or, you know, the way you work out, the fact that you're in a wheelchair? Have you ever felt any of those things?
With First Form, no. First Form has just been, it's all about just pumping you up, dude. Like it's like nowadays, it's like when you go on Christmas, like, yeah, Christmas is cool, but it's nice to get a gift, but just seeing the face on like a little one, you know, when you bless them mm-hmm. with a gift, like, that's what it's all about for me nowadays, dude. And that's how it is with First Form. Everybody's just trying to build each other up and strengthen each other. And, you know, just everyone just wants to see everybody grow. And that's another thing, you know, that just brought me in. And it's just the, yeah, brotherhood, sisterhood, everybody's all in it for the same goal, is just better yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. And we've got that, you know, the Facebook page where we invite people to go in and check out the community, get to know people. You will see a lot of hunting and a lot of archery on there because that is something that a lot of people are into, but you'll also find firearms. You also find mountain biking. You also find hiking and camping as we get into the warmer weather and people are getting out in the mountains. You'll find fishing on there. There's so much of a variety of outdoorsmanship in that page. And there's literally thousands of people. I think we're over 5,000 now, going towards 10 at this point in the group, because it's just continuing to grow. And it's just a train that is just moving forward, all steam ahead. And some people may hop off, and that's okay. We'll miss you, but we're still moving forward. You know, we want everyone to that's involved to continue to get better at whatever it is that your goals are. Again, if it's hunting, if it's mountain bike, if it's marathon running, if it's hiking, if it's whatever, we want you to enjoy it. We want you to share that progress. And we want you to enjoy it for as long as possible, which is why, you know, we say experience more. It's not experience more archery, experience more guns. It's experience more of what you want. And that is the main goal. Experience more of the outdoors in the way that you want to experience it. So I love that you've seen that in your experience with First Form. And then, of course, you hit on the quality of the product. So, you know, it's just it's something that you have. It's one of those things that you have to try it. And I love to hit on this anytime I bring up the products. It is a little bit pricier than something you're going to go get at Costco, but it is a higher quality. You're paying for that higher quality. And there's 110% money back guarantee. That's something that we're very proud of, because we are that invested in our product that we know that you're either going to love it, or if you don't, we know you're not going to use it. So we want you to send it back. We'll swap you the flavors if you want to try a different flavor, or, you know, something along those lines. But we don't want it just sitting on your shelf, not being used in the pantry, right? And so name another company that offers 110% money back guarantee with their supplements. I don't know one. And so we stand behind our products 110%, literally, making sure that you will use them and that you enjoy them to the fullest. And if not, reach out to customer support and we'll make sure you're taken care of, for sure.
Yeah, it's all the above. Yeah, the whole business model and the app and the Legionnaire website and the Facebook, and it's all, you know, it's all part of the journey, all part of the library of knowledge that you're blessed with as part of First Form. So super stoked on it.
Exactly. So with that being said, we're coming up towards Mountain Archery Fest season. Are you going to be hitting any Mountain Archery Fest this year?
Yeah. Soldier Hollow. I'm in that.
Sweet.
That morning slot. Clint Kingston, I'm calling you out, bro. I'm coming for you.
So Clint's got a little sore spot because I outshot him when we put some money on it. I think it was either money or so. I can't remember what it was, but he bet me that he could outshoot me, and because I was just kind of dinking around throughout the day, and I think he thought that he could outshoot me, and so we ended up not happening. And I won't let him live that down, but he's called me out now. So apparently we got you're calling him out. So now you got to beat him. And then, and I got to beat him again to redeem that. So,
yeah, it's cool too. And now this time around, I got my own track chair. So I went out and got the money towards it and put it down. But yeah, just being able to like get out there, and I hope there's some snow. Cause last time, you know, we were able to, me and you on one target, I think it was some kind of beaver, but we're having to shoot over a snow burn and we had to thread it like that far.
Oh, yeah.
No, just to get it on target. It's just fun, man.
I can't guarantee there's going to be any snow. This has been a pretty mild winter for us, but, I'm sure there'll be some really fun shoots. Like, even let's see. So at Soldier Hollow was where I shot with Clint last time. And they had a couple where you literally had, like, if you're going to hit the 12 ring, you had to shoot through a bush. And that's where I ended up beating him, was because he was nervous about shooting through the bush. So he ended up shooting like an 8, and I just right through the middle on this bird that was dangling there, you know?
Yappers.
And so, yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Yep. Can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Oh yeah. Brandon and his crew definitely put on a good shoot. That is for sure. And so, yeah, Mountain Archery Fest, just a great event. Bring your kids, bring your family, bring everyone out there. It's just so much fun to go out there and support those guys. What else do you have that you've got coming up this year that you're excited about?
I got a full docket. So right now, sweet. I'm in videography school. You know, I'm doing videography and cinematography, just really trying to blow up this whole wheelchair outdoorsman thing, dude. Now, I see people, they'll do a hunt here, a hunt there, and that's that. But I would really like to have it be a part of the conversation as everybody else, you know. And I started a YouTube, and I got my Instagram page, you know, T8_outdoorsman. I'd be stoked if you guys would check that out. It's the Instagram is the same as YouTube. Yeah, it's just T8_outdoorsman. And after that, you know, I got turkey here at the end of April. I'm going to try to get my first turkey with a bow. That's the goal, at least. We'll see how it goes. Then I got a Kansas rut hunt. I got a family friend out there who's got 300 acres about southeast Kansas and absolutely has some giants on his property. That's where I shot my biggest buck so far, as a 164 7/8 whitetail. Pretty stoked on that. I mean, there's definitely bigger ones. Early October, I pulled an Arizona cow elk tag. So it's my first time getting after Arizona elk. And then late season in December, I have a traditional South Texas hunt that's pretty fun out there. So got kind of a full docket, God willing, you know, everything lines up. And you know, it's an election year, so it's gonna get squirrely, dude. So I just hope I can get outside, man.
Oh yeah. Yep, exactly. That's the biggest thing, is we want to make sure everyone continues to pursue their passion. Sounds like you do have a full docket, which is awesome. And I will drop the links down below where people can follow along with Derek as he does his short form stuff on Instagram, and then the longer form on YouTube. Definitely go check those things out. And I'm really excited to see what you've got coming up. And I'm really stoked to shoot with you as well in Soldier Hollow, which is going to be the first weekend of January. June. Do what?
Have you signed up for a time slot?
Not yet. But I'll be there all the days.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, I'm driving up Friday, shooting Saturday, driving home Sunday. It's an 11-hour drive for me. So,
ooh, yeah, that's a rough one. No, for me, it's
cool country, dude, and just,
yeah,
you know, getting out of the city.
That's true. I say it's a 45-minute drive for me. So, yeah, it's easy. But awesome. Well, Derek, is there anything else you want to share with the people, you know, that are out there listening and hearing what you have to say about whether it be your story or, you know, first form?
Yeah. Just keep on going. You know, like the saying goes, if you're going through hell and you're going through a dark time, keep going, dude. Mm-hmm. Keep smashing one foot in front of the other. And that's the hardest thing, you know, is just get up and just keep on keeping on, man. Like, don't let yourself get, like I said earlier, idle minds lead to temptations. If your mind's idle and you have nothing to focus on, those dark spots, you know, you start focusing on. So keep on keeping on. If you're going through hell, keep going.
I love it. And I want to add to that, there was a phrase that I heard yesterday, that, you know, I jotted down, and it's let me see here. So sometimes when you're in a dark place, you think you've been buried, when in reality, you've been planted. So just kind of keep that in mind when you're at rock bottom, when you're down in the depths of it, you're in that dark place. Just remember, it's not that you've been knocked down, that you've been buried, that you'll never be able to get out of it. It's that you've been planted in a new spot and you're having to start fresh. So just keep that in mind. And like Derek said, keep on keeping on. And guys, like I said, I'm going to leave the links down below. Definitely check out Derek and what he's got going on. He's going to have a full year. We're going to definitely do some videos and have some fun stuff going on with Mountain Archery Fest here coming up soon in June. So follow along for that as well. Go join us over on the Facebook group with First Form Outdoors. We definitely want to see you there, no matter what your passion is for the outdoors, whether you're a newbie just barely getting into it and don't know where to start, or an expert that can contribute your knowledge to the group. We want you in there. We want to see you there. Whatever your passion is for the outdoors, you don't have to be a hunter. You don't have to be a fisherman or woman. Just go in, enjoy it, meet some new people. And maybe you'll have your next riding buddy or your next family that you get to go camping with if you've got kids yourself. There's been some awesome relationships built in that group. So I highly recommend it. The link will be down below. And with that, Derek wanted to wrap this up with a prayer, which will be a first for the podcast. But you guys know I'm LDS, Christian, Mormon, whatever you want to call it. And I'm wholeheartedly all about it and definitely not ashamed to share my faith with you guys. So I appreciate that offer, Derek. And I will remove my hat and we'll let you run away with it.
Awesome. I love it. Father God, thank you so much for this opportunity to come here with my brother. Thank you for the friends and the family, Lord, that we have met throughout our time in outdoors, Lord God, and whoever's listening to this podcast, Lord God, I just pray over them. I pray healing and I pray happiness and I pray health, Lord God. I pray blessings over their life, Lord God, and whatever people are going through, Lord, I pray that they would focus on you and just lift you up. Focus on you, Lord God, so they can continue to walk on the water, Lord God, and not sink in the waves. Bless everybody who's listening to this, Lord God. Bless my brother here, Redbeard, Lord God, and just thank you for the opportunities that you give us. Thank you for the animals that feed our families, Lord God, and just thank you for this life that you blessed us with. It's in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Guys, again, go and check out all the links down below. We'll leave them there for you to check out and come join us at First Form Outdoors. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me or I'll get you linked up with someone that maybe is even more knowledgeable than myself. But never afraid of those questions. So send them my way. Again, thank you so much for your time today, Derek. Hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. And of course, get out, live your life, and love it.
All right, guys. That was a great conversation with Derek. Hope you enjoyed that one. Guys, we would love to have you in the First Form Outdoors Facebook group. I'll leave a link down below as well. Would love for you to get in on the bass fishing giveaway. If you're watching this before that has been given away, go check that out. The link will also be down below. And of course, the March Madness giveaway. Guys, there's sweepstakes for the bass. There is giveaways with GoRuck. There's so many things going on. So if you've got any questions, leave them down below. I'm really excited to be able to give back to you guys through our partners of this show. Hope you enjoyed this conversation. Let's see you over at the First Form Outdoors Facebook group and get in on that bass fishing tournament sweepstakes. Thank you so much, guys. Have a fantastic rest of your day. And of course, get out, live your life, and love it.